views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Macris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Macris. Then I go
to my... Good afternoon, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and welcome to Limelight Radio. We've got a fantastic show in order for you today. I've got a wonderful guest, George Popovici, who is author of Angels Walking With Us. He is a certified safety engineer that has received national recognition for his work in preventing human loss and technological advancements in design and development of devices to protect workers. George was medically misdiagnosed for 3.5 years and now suffers with advanced neurological Lyme disease symptoms for 9 years. At a low point in this time, he met the now famous Maureen Hancock, who told him that his life had a larger purpose and that he would encourage others to never lose faith or hope, no matter the challenge. Angels Walking With Us, his wonderful book, is a collection of stories of miracles from regular, ordinary people. It is a must-read for anyone suffering from loss of health, a loved one, or is thinking of giving up. George and I both share Greek heritage and a strong belief system of how healing can happen even against the most stern odds. So it's my pleasure to welcome George Popovici, author and inspirational speaker, to Limelight Radio. Welcome, George.
Good afternoon, Katina.
I'm so thrilled to have you on air. This is a beautiful book you've written. I have been enjoyed reading it. It's just stunning what you went through and how eloquently you've put it into words.
Well, I appreciate that. My purpose is, again, to help all of those folks who have lost hope. And it could be useful for anybody in any circumstance, in any terms of life.
Very true. And there is a quote that you have in one of the later chapters that I'd like to read that really struck me. It's from St. Augustine, and it's about faith and belief. And you said, quoting St. Augustine, "Faith is to believe what you do not see. The reward of this faith is to see what you believe."
Exactly. And it's so true. Sometimes we lose sight. You know, when you're in a situation and you're in a box and you can't see out of that box, your world is crumbling down around you. You cannot envision yourself in a different situation. All you see is what's around you, and it's grim at times. What you have to do is lift yourself up, look up, and get that inner strength. It comes from inside, and just see the other side. It's so important.
So important. I mean, belief is a powerful tool, and it's something that we innately are born with, and it is something I think that organized religions for many years tried to cultivate and encourage people to maintain. And I've witnessed in my generation a lot of people moving away from traditional religious structures, I myself being one, but I was able to still maintain an inner belief system, and it held me so strongly, George, during this horrific Lyme journey that so many of us walk. I mean, what is your opinion about that, that inner power we have, something called belief?
Oh, it's incredible. Dr. Wayne Dyer, who is a great speaker, I've heard him speak personally, a wonderful man, has the same concepts. And so do many other people who know that it's what's inside of you that really matters. I discuss a little bit of it in the book about man-made rules and, thoughts and ideas. Deep down inside, we all know innately that we have that ability to connect with our source or God and have those feelings of true understanding that we can overcome even the most difficult circumstances. And when you read through the book, as you have and many, many others have, you'll hear stories or read about stories inside the book where those folks who had ostensibly given up came back and did miraculous things.
Very, very true. I mean, I can remember in my own journey when I was at year 5 and bedridden for 2 and had not been Lyme diagnosed yet. And I was giving up. And I had what you might call, a divine intervention or an out-of-body experience. You know, there's different words for this, an angel visiting. And I reached out when that message came to me that I couldn't give up, that if I had the faith, if I followed my inner intuition and listened to the guidance of the presence of this angel, that I would find the direction, the right people would appear. And it's true, the right doctor surfaced and then the right treatments followed. And we have to be open to this process.
Absolutely. Messages are all around you. They're being given to you all the time. As I mentioned in my story about Maureen, I was at the lowest point. I truly didn't want to live anymore because my whole world was in a picture frame and my family was in there, my career, my entire reputation. It all had fallen off of the wall and smashed to the floor. I wanted to make sure that, I did everything right in my life and now everything was going wrong. So when you're in that dark, dark space down at the bottom, you have to pull yourself out. And once in a while, often it's somebody that will appear to you, a physician, a friend, somebody might mention something to you, and that'll spark off that inner being, that inner knowing that everybody has, to your point, the awareness and the openness.
It's the openness, isn't it? And George, just to bring people up to date, up to speed, since I know a little bit of your background, would you mind taking a few minutes to tell us how the Lyme disease situation surfaced in your world?
Oh, sure. In October 2005, I remember it was around Thanksgiving time. I was feeling very, very ill. And of course, I had a large network of doctors professionally. I golfed with them. I knew them. So I went to see one of my doctors. He prescribed some medication. He said, I think you have a prostate infection. We really don't know. Yeah. So he gave me some antibiotics. And I recall that Christmas that year, a month later, I could barely stand up. Now, I was the dad that could. I could outrun my kids. I coached soccer. I was involved in all kinds of activities. This was not me. So I knew something was definitely wrong. In April 2006, I was admitted to a hospital. And the doctors there said, we don't know what's wrong with you. Your blood's clotting. As a matter of fact, you have a pulmonary embolus in your lungs.
Boy, oh boy.
If I were you, I'd have a advanced directive written up soon because we don't know what's going to happen to you. Now, me being me, I immediately marshaled all my resources and started the process of calling around to specialists that I knew and started the spin cycle, I call, of doctors and treatment that so many Lyme patients go through. My case was a little different. I went to New York to specialists in Boston, ended up in Arizona, all the way out to Seattle and in Dallas. I went all over the place finding these specialists in specific areas, specifically Lyme disease, that could help me and looking for a more holistic approach. So my family, my career, my community, everything around me was put on hold, which psychologically, is a big blow. Somebody like yourself who had experienced all of this, and many, many Lyme patients I speak to, and other patients all over the country, all over the world that I get calls from, talk about the loneliness. And I want to focus on that for one moment, if I may. When you're in these situations, and even the people closest to you sometimes look at you kind of funny because you might not have yet a diagnosis, or they see you languishing and they don't understand the full effects of the disease on the body, how it affects the brain. You know, Lyme loves the brain, and the hippocampus, you know, can actually shrink as a result of this disease. Dr. Katz over at Yale University, one of my physicians on my team, one of my four angels that I call him, has told me about the effects of, you know, Lyme on the brain. He sees many, many patients there. So the loneliness, when it starts to set in, is not a good thing. You have to look beyond it, even with those close to you sometimes that I always say you expect more from. And oftentimes they're the ones that really hurt you the most because you'd expect them to understand. And oftentimes they don't. So I just wanted to make that point. And then, of course, you get those folks that do come into your life. They're there for a reason. And if you can garner some of the information or the guidance that they give you, hopefully you accept that and move on. And a lot of my book is about talking about those the crazy times and the uncertainty and the unknowing, and then turning that around to believing that you will get to the right people and you will get those signals and you will get better.
Very, very nicely said, George. It's so true. It's like a tapestry, isn't it? The journey, the Lyme journey itself is so confusing. When we come back after our first station break, I want to talk about some of those pieces because so many people are tangled up in the rat's nest of doctor jumping and, you know, looking here and there. And, you know, how do you get directed on this, on a curative process? And I'd like to hear some more from you of, you know, how you've been so valiantly able to, you know, surmount the enormous obstacles that you did. It's remarkable. So everyone stay with us. I want to remind you, this is a book giveaway show today. We're going to be giving away copies of George's inspirational book, Angels Walking With Us, and also my Lyme disease recovery memoir, Out of the Woods. Call the station 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. Stay tuned. This is Katina Makris on Limelight Radio.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and we're visiting with George Popovici today. Reminder, this is a book giveaway show. If you'd like copies of Angels Walking With Us and Out of the Woods, autographed by the authors, please call the station, 800-930-2819. And my wonderful producer, Brian, will get your name and address. So, George, let's get back to our conversation. You are such a fascinating person. You've got such passion and commitment to this Lyme disease equation that so many of us have struggled with and so many millions in this country are still in the throes of. Tell us, if you could, George, because I know you had so many different doctors, 40 different doctors, I think you told me. Tell me a little bit about this journey.
Well, me being me, of course, I wasn't going to give up or, you know, I found the strength after I met Maureen to find my purpose to get well so I could send the message out to everybody, not just Lyme patients, specifically their dear to my heart, but anybody that needs hope and inspiration. So in order to do that, I had to get myself stable first. Fortunately for me, I had means, so I was able to go through these different methods, alternative methods, and find physicians, the finest in the world, to get myself well. The journey went all over, and you know, one of the doctors I mentioned in the book that had reviewed my case was one that was modeled after that television program House. You know, he was a genius in a major medical facility. He called me and he said, look, there's not much more I can do here. You need to go somewhere else. You have a very complex case. We know from Dr. Horowitz that Lyme disease itself is a very complex disease. There's 100 different strains, possibly more. So the testing is another whole issue. We could do a whole show on just testing and how inferior and barbaric it is. And how, you know, the Western blot became the whole guideline of which most physicians use, which is, you know, faulty at best. So I went on and really pared it down to four physicians. And one of them, Dr. Horowitz, who's been a guest on your show, excellent doctor, excellent physician, brilliant man, mentioned to me, he said, look, you might want to consider going to this facility overseas in Germany We've had good results there, and because of the complexity of your symptoms, this is where you'd go. So last April, I went over to Munich, Germany, to the St. George Clinic, which is not a coincidence.
That's right.
And on St. George's Day, my first hypothermic insulin potentiated infusion, which was a 2-week process, two surgical room visits, I guess you would call it. And I spent 2 weeks there. 1 month after coming out of an ICU type situation, I ran the Run to Remember in Boston, 5 miles in 59 minutes.
Oh, my God, George, that's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It is. And the angels were with me because, you see, it wasn't my time. See, I believe, Katina, everything happens for a reason. I firmly believe that. There is no question in my mind. And it wasn't my time. My time has not come yet. So my purpose here is to encourage other people, as you do, through your publication, through your book Out of the Woods, and through your radio show. We're here for a reason, to embody something to help others, because it's the highest level of what you can do. It's not about the fanciest car, all the boats and everything. I have all that. It doesn't mean anything. What it's about is helping other people. And that's the essence of what you'll grab from the book. So, you know, A Life Transformed, I think, is in my title, you know, A Lyme Disease Patient Transformed by Faith Open Miracles. Once you see these things happen, and they happen to you and happen to people around you, you can garner that and your life becomes much richer. You have a purpose.
So beautifully said. That is so true. I myself recall feeling so confused and lost because I thought I was doing the right thing. I did, you know, everything that the American model had taught me to do: get a good education, work hard, build a career, marriage, home, family, IRA, all those things squared away. And I was a homeopathic practitioner. So I was living, you know, a lifestyle that I was already a caretaker and helping others. And then I too, like you, got ransacked with the Lyme, got stripped of all the American emblems of success. Everything got eroded for me. The marriage broke, the house had to be sold, you know, my health was completely fractured. And so many of us know this with the illness. And I think that is the transformational piece with Lyme disease or any other crippling illness, is that something is being asked of us as individuals in this fast-paced, externalized Western society of to reconnect with love, with what is our purpose, what are we on this earth to do? And you just so eloquently described that, George. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, well, you know, when London was being bombed, you know, the British people were living under the city, and they went to Winston Churchill and they said, "Prime Minister, this is it. You know, it's over for us. They're gaining on us." He said, "This is not our worst. It's our finest hour. Never, never give up." And with our help, we came back and we won. You know, you have to always have that positive thought. The mind is so powerful. You know, I read a book some years ago, and it talked about prisoners in the Second World War. They were brutalized. And whenever they had an opportunity, they always tried to escape and fight back. Prisoners in the Korean War that airmen shot down were isolated. They were only given bad news, only their bills, not love letters. There's actual resposés from guards and, you know, documents that show perfectly healthy people laying in a bunk, putting a blanket over their head, and they're dead 2 days later. Your mind is incredibly powerful. So belief and knowing inside of you that you do have that will and ability is absolutely incredible. You must rise up always.
Always, always. And I recall my book publisher, when he read my manuscript of Out of the Woods, and he was so eager to publish it, he said to me, "Katina, you're an example of what we call a thriver. This is a coinage that they use in epigenetic medicine, which is kind of the cutting edge of mind-body-spirit work and healing, not just tending to the physical body, but also acknowledging the powers of our mind and what our spirit is here with its purpose. And I said, what's a thriver? And he said, well, people that are survivors make it through a difficult situation. They have the willpower. They survive the catastrophic, you know, a house fire or the war situation. They held on with their willpower, but some of them are scarred and they carry the wounds and they just never quite get their optimism back. He said, thrivers go beyond the self. They no longer are struggling within the wounds of the illness, of the condition, but they see themselves, as you said, as a vehicle to something greater than the ego. And thrivers move beyond the self and contribute to mankind in a way that comes from the heart. And George, you are a thriver.
I appreciate that. Well, you know, Dr. Lee Cowden, who is an amazing man, many people know him. He's quite famous in the Lyme disease area. He told me, I'll never forget the first time I met him. He hugged me and he pulled me close and he said, forgive all the other doctors because they just don't know. You know, because I was so torn as an engineer, A plus B equals C, and you in the homeopathic or, you know, in the natural practice, it must be, you know, a balancing act in your brain that's hard to reconcile, right? So he hugged me and he said, love is the number one healing force. Behind that is laughter. You got to live your life. Maureen told me, live your life, George. Go out there. Get it done. Don't look at what you've lost. Look at what you still have to do. 8.5 million people are going to die of starvation this year in the world. I have food. I have a house. I have a car. I'm better than most people, you know, so you got to look at what you still have and not what you've lost. When I speak to these large groups, when I go to Lyme groups and I hear the boo-hoo about this doctor and their insurance, look at what you still have. And we always have each other. I speak to people all over the world. They call me all hours of the day and night, happy to take their call and happy to help them because that's the highest purpose we can have.
Yes, you are living from your highest purpose. And it's so obvious in what you're sharing with us now. And I want to tell our listeners, George's book, Angels with Walking With Us, is fabulous. George, what's the website that people can order the book from?
You can order it direct from www.angelswalkingwithus.net. And the reason, the best place to order it is there. And the reason for that is I will sign those books to anybody you'd like. And we'll mail them out and you'll get them within, you know, less than a week. And oftentimes I get a lot of repeat orders. People will ask me, they'll say, you know, my mom has cancer or I just lost, my sister just lost a child. So it's useful for anybody that has, you know, life's problems on their shoulders because yes, everybody's got problems. My papu, my grandfather used to say, somebody scratches their car and it's a problem. Somebody loses a loved one, it's a problem. We all have problems.
Nobody escapes those problems. And we all can survive and thrive. Stay with us, everybody. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. We'll be right back.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live. If this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speakers Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IAMEnergy.ca.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Macris. I want to remind you that we have two more slots left for book giveaways. So if you'd like a copy of Angels Walking With Us by George Papavicci and also a copy of Out of the Woods Healing Lyme Disease, Body, Mind, and Spirit by myself, George and I will send you copies of our books. Please call into the station at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And also, we're going to open up the phone lines if anybody would like to call in with questions or comments to this wonderful show we're having today about belief and healing and faith and inspiration, all these pieces of inner resource and tools that we have to draw on when we are struggling. So, George, I am very fascinated about this experience you had with this interesting woman, Maureen Hancock. Tell us about that.
Well, when I was at the lowest point of my life, obviously I was, you know, I didn't want to be here anymore because everything I'd known had crumbled. And I met this woman and she said, you have a much higher purpose. You're going to meet people that are going to tell you amazing stories and angels will appear in your life. So I'm saying to myself, okay, right. You know, and sure enough, as time went on, I'd be in these situations, either on a flight coming to or from a physician's appointment, or I'd be standing at a subway stop or wherever in a supermarket and strike up a conversation. I'd say, oh, I'm writing a book. And they said, oh, what's it about? And blah, blah, blah. And next thing you know, I've got this collection of stories. But angels do appear before you all the time. When I went to see Dr. Katz for my first infusion, it was he actually saw me on a Sunday. This man that I met professionally at a trade conference, he and I struck up a conversation. And he was very concerned about my health. Just a nice man. His name's Ken Stan. Owns this big optical company in Michigan. And when he found out I was going there and I was going there by myself, he flew in at his own expense, to sit and spend time with me. He had a beautiful young wife, young family, all on his own, just to help me through that moment. So you see, people will appear in your life and they will guide you and direct you and help you if you allow that to happen.
That's beautiful. That's remarkable. You know, it is true. We have to recognize the gift of these angels when they appear. And people always imagine that angels are like translucent beings or some kind of shadowy form that's like not really a living being, but it's a living being that's an angel, right?
Oh, absolutely. One of the stories in the book about Chip Thomas, one of my colleagues, he had lost his mother and his father within 5 months of each other. He was devastated. He loved his parents, very ethnic like us, you know, very close into the family. He was sitting one night in an establishment and a man appeared to him, sitting next to him. He looked like a veteran of one of the wars. And he said, he looked right at Chip and he said, "You know, I died once. It was a beautiful thing. And I played with many blues jazz singers who had long since passed away." And he said, "Don't worry, everything's going to be all right." Chip looked down, he looked back up, and the man was vanished. He looked around, he was gone. And he knew that that was a sign and a signal. So things happen all the time. What about all these miraculous sightings, in Christian circles, in Medjugorje and Fatima, Portugal, and, you know, Guadalupe, Mexico, that, you know, thousands of people witness. Things happen for a reason. Messages are sent all the time.
Yes, it's so very true. And when we are so sick and people that are struggling with Lyme disease in particular, there's a particular vibration with this organism. It's such a negative, self-critical, despairing vibration that Borrelia burgdorferi organism just drags you way down into self-doubt and, you know, disbelief. And then we get, you know, bumped around in the medical community, like you shared your story. And, you know, you had the good fortune of getting over to Germany, but a lot of people don't. And they're just sort of clinging on, you know, to one doctor or this or that. And I'm so happy to have you on the show today, George, helping people open up their awareness to the fact that they don't have to be so myopic and pulled in so tight. That's what happens. We just pull in kind of like in survival mode in this little kind of fetal trauma position, don't we?
Absolutely. You couldn't have said it better. You know, you have to, first of all, if any doctor looks at you funny and doesn't believe in you or believe in your situation or is wishy-washy, get up, leave, find a doctor that you know in your heart will help you. I'm telling you that straight up. You've got to go to the people that are going to help you, number one. And also in that, you know,
yes,
we talked about angels and just the knowing inside of yourself. You know, God gives you the intuition to know right from wrong. And you mentioned it a little bit earlier yourself in your book and some of your experiences. So it's really important that you follow that and not be jaded by the negativity. You know, high vibrations are good thoughts. Low vibrations are bad thoughts. You need to be in the high vibrations all the time, thinking higher thoughts. Even though it's negative around you, you've got to rise above it. Always rise above.
Yeah, you know, that's something my dad used to always say to me. And he was a World War II survivor left for dead in the Philippines, in a minefield. And he saw the white light and the other side and his grandmother saying, "Not now, Georgie, not now." And, you know, then he had two more near-death experiences, George, again. I mean, he was a remarkable individual. But I can recall at my lowest points, too, he'd say, "Katina, you've got to rise above this. You cannot stay down there in that energy. Think of yourself in a beautiful setting, in a place that you love. You've got to put that mental imagery in your mind. You've got to rise above it." And he used to also, I remember, tell me, "Get on TV and watch the Marx Brothers. You got to laugh."
Oh, sure. The mind and the outlook, your outlook is so key. Laughter. You've got to make jokes every day. You've got to laugh. You've got to be around people who are positive. If not, be yourself positive and not be in that toxicity. The emotional component of illness is gigantic. It's barely understood by this modern medical community and science in general. You know, Dr. Katz tells me we really only know 1% of the mind. Only 1%. It's incredible how powerful the mind is.
Our mind is so amazingly powerful. I mean, do you remember the beginning of the Christian Science movement, Mary Baker Eddy, back like in the 1860s? She coined that expression, mind over matter, which essentially is the power of the mind. I mean, this enormous resource that we have of our thinking, our attitude, our positioning of our own self-image and our belief. And it's very hard. It's been weaned out of our culture, I think.
When you get down in the sludge, where you mentioned way down in the bottom, and all you're thinking about is all the bad, what you've lost, what you don't have anymore. Well, I've lost 35% of my eyesight. I don't hear very well. I came into the studio so I could wear the headset today. You know, I have my own little issues, but you got to continue to forge on. And I've met so many brave patients through the groups that I've been to, the people that I've met. One lady, Michelle Miller, up in central Massachusetts, she started the Central Mass Lyme Foundation in honor of her mom. Her mom passed away as a result of complications of Lyme because it couldn't be treated properly. And now look at all the beauty that's coming out of her spirit. You know, there's so many positive things that come out of even the bad things. And that's what I ask people to focus on. And that's what I talk about in the book, is look beyond it. You must.
You must. And your book really is a vivid example of this. I've loved reading it. It's been such a positive addition to my household, because you can imagine I read a lot of other books that are related to Lyme disease and, you know, other chronic illnesses. I am a healthcare practitioner of 30 years, and I'm working on a second book, too, that embodies the mind, body, spirit. It's of healing. It's, you know, we are more than just a physical being. Our spirit and our emotions have such strength and power and merit. And your book, Angels Walking With Us, illustrates it so beautifully with your story, George, but also with those other stories in the back that you added in. So I want to encourage readers and listeners, rather, to go to George's website, angelswalkingwithus.com, and you can order the book straight from George, and he can autograph it for you or inscribe it to his friend in need. It's such a lovely book, and as you can hear in George's conversation with me today, he is definitely a man with great wisdom. So, everyone, stay tuned. It's time for our station break. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Macris, and we'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/the Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/the Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/the Dr. Pat Show and twitter.com/the Dr. Pat Show.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio hosts and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and we're visiting with George Popovici. And I have to tell you all, you've done a great job. I've had the five callers come in, and you're all going to get copies of books. So thank you, America. You're doing a great job. George, you should see the list. They're from Virginia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Utah. We've got people from all over the country listening in today, and it is my great privilege to host Limelight Radio, and it's a really a wonderful venue for us to have a weekly dialogue about Lyme disease and to have someone like you on air with us today who's bringing inspiration and hope. Thank you, George. This is a great boost for everybody.
You're welcome. This is dynamite. It's a great way to share with everybody and give them hope and inspiration to never give up.
Never give up. Anything's possible. I went from bedridden 3 years to now traveling the world and full of vitality. Your health is truly on the mend. And, you know, you're a testimony. We can hear it in the passion in your voice and your commitment. I mean, you're all over the place working hard and sharing and caring and living from, you know, your higher purpose. So people can believe, right?
Always believe. Never give up. Just know. When you're walking down the street, just know it. You know, Dr. Wayne Dyer talks about the knowing. It's just inside of you. You've got to believe it.
Got to believe it. And I want to make a correction. I made a boo-boo on your website. I want to say it again so that people that would like copies of Angels Walking With Us, they should visit angelswalkingwithus.net. Not .com, angelswalkingwithus.net to get to you, and you'll get them an autographed copy of your beautiful book. So, George, I am thinking about this when we were on the break. What has this journey, you know, you've learned a lot. We can hear your wisdom, and, you know, you've visited some of the best doctors in the world. What have you learned about the mind and spirit on this journey you've been on?
I've learned everything. I've grown as a human being in ways I never thought I could. You know, I always was kind and generous, but when you think about what goes on in the world at the higher levels, what you need to do to help other people, and I'm going to go back to that same simple individual principle of helping somebody. Whether your purpose is to hold a door open for somebody or bring a plate of cookies to your neighbor who might have suffered a loss or somebody's in distress somewhere. You hear these human interest stories. There was a lady who just had a baby in a crosswalk in, you know, New York City. And bystanders, everybody downplays the New Yorkers. You know, they never do it. They look the other way. They'll run you over. Well, they ran over, rushed over, and delivered her baby for her in a crosswalk. So, you know, there's always hope There's always belief. You have to come and think at the higher levels all the time. Pray, believe, meditate, understand, and just know that you will achieve the highest levels here.
Yes, that's so well said. So very true. I mean, prayer and belief and faith. I mean, if you look around the cultures of the world, it's in all of the cultures, right? I mean, you look back in the millennia, you look back through, you know, civilization, there's always a form of prayer and belief, isn't there?
When you look back at all of it and you read stories in the book, such as in my book, these people, these perfect strangers that came to me, one woman was a flight attendant. I was on my flight back from seeing one of the physicians again. You know, I logged a lot of miles. And she had a little angel pin on her little, apron, you know, when they do the drink service. Mm. And I said, oh, that's a beautiful angel. And we struck up a conversation. And she told me, she said, you know, I died once. This is a young woman. And I said, you're kidding me. And she said, no, I'll tell you my story. And she goes into detail about how she was in an abusive marriage as a young woman. And her religious beliefs didn't allow her to divorce. And she took a bowl of 72 pills one night. And she was rushed to the emergency room, and she heard the doctor saying, we're losing her, we're losing her. And she actually saw herself separate from her body, and she met God. And she describes in detail the brilliant light, the awesomeness of being in God's presence, and actually even joking with God a little bit, you know, saying, I need to teach my brother tennis. I never got to teach him that. And he said, you still have more work to do. You've got to go back. And nobody ever wants to go back. If you read any of the books on spirituality, on heaven, 90 Minutes in Heaven, the Heaven is for Real, or any of these more recent books, none of them want to come back. They all want to stay on the other side. So our purpose really here is to get through this life in a good way, in a positive way, in a way that you can make a difference for somebody else. That's what I've learned. In a big way, you know, go out of your way to help somebody else.
Yes, you know, bless your heart, George. You really are living from a higher calling now. And I applaud you because I know that you are living with such passion and compassion combined. And being in your presence must feel so welcoming and warm and loving for people that encounter you.
I try every day, Katina. You know, I'm a man, I'm a human, I have my moments, believe me, we all do. But it's in the back of my mind and in my forefront always to try to help anybody I can in any way I can, specifically in words of encouragement. You know, you don't have to spend a lot of money to help somebody. What you really need to do is listen to them and help them through a difficult time.
Isn't that true? I know that tender, loving care is such a welcome companion. No matter what condition you're in, no matter how much money you have or don't have, whether you're in a hovel or a mansion, if someone can embrace you with tender, loving care, even if it's 10 minutes, it is just such an uplifting energy to have that TLC.
My maternal grandmother was probably the most loving woman I ever met in my life. And I explain it in the book. She lost two of her children, one at 3 weeks old and one at 7 years old. Would have been my aunt and my uncle. She used to get on her knees every day and thank God for things she still had and not what she lost. I never heard her in my entire life. She died when I was 21. She never said a bad word about anybody, just an amazing human being. So I try to look back whenever I get a little, you know, with somebody. I think back at my grandmother, Constantina, and I think about her and the type of person she was. And I think about my paternal grandfather, George, who I'm named after, just a brilliant man who gave his life for a cause he believed in the Second World War. You know, just these people that have been put around me as examples. So we can't lose sight of those examples of these. You know, my dedication in my book is, you know, to my ancestors who paved the path and to my children who are my legacy. So I never try to lose sight of that every day. I try to keep it in the forefront.
I hear you, and I can't help but mirror back to you. Perhaps it's our Greek heritage that is a shared language. The ancestors before us are such pillars of strength and embodiments of old world values that hold together time and time through the eons, through the generations, that hard work, that inner strength, the faith, the love, like you just said, the belief and the caring. That's what life is all about. And when we can share that with the companions around us, the angels near us, and bring it to our children in the next generation, there's so much good that we can weave and so much healing.
For sure. I'd like to offer to anybody listening, to all the folks across the country and around the globe, angelswalkingwithus.net. You can always contact me through there. I have a lot of resources. You know, I spent $250,000 to get to this point. So if I can help anybody, guide them in the right direction, I'm more than willing to do that. There's a lot of information in my book that will help them, specifically in emotional healing. But there's also some other information about Lyme resources, which I put in there. And it's designed for the purpose of helping folks with this very obscure, unknown, misunderstood disease that causes so much heartache in so many good people.
Yes, George. Thank you so much. Listeners, I hope you've enjoyed the show today. I feel like we've gotten a massive infusion of inspiration and hope. George Popovici, you have been a terrific guest. Thank you for illuminating and sharing and bringing your beautiful book to us. It's been a pleasure to have you, and I hope we'll have you back on again.
Thank you, and God bless everybody. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thank you, George. And audience, tune in next week. This is Limelight Radio with Katina.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Makris.
Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me, please.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Cool.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expanding to social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.